Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Over Everything live call-in show presented by KFC. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Josh Hart.
How are you doing, Will?
You know, not great. Pretty much the entire starting lineup is hurt.
Yeah,
and,
pretty bad.
You know, I don't know about you. I got the news yesterday at a holiday party with many friends. And so I was a little bit, you know, too drunk and stuff to process. But like, man, this sucks.
It's really, really
Pascal
terrible.
Out.
Yep.
Norm out.
Really out.
Really
Norm's
out,
really
man.
Out.
I feel bad for Norm. And Marcus Gasol out as well.
Yep. Marcus Gasol with the old man injury of a lifetime. It felt crazy because last week we started the show by saying the Raptors lost 4 of their last 5. Mm-hmm. Things are bad. And then now this week, things are way worse.
Nah, this is way worse, man. This is a lot worse. But, you know, I was thinking about this, and like it was like maybe like 2:30 in the morning. And I was thinking about it more and more. And I was like, you know what? Maybe it's because, you know, I'm still honestly pretty drunk and feeling pretty good. But also, like, generally speaking, maybe it's just championship confidence. But I think the Raptors might still be okay. Is that crazy for me to think about?
They will be okay because they are, you know, Yunus Abra or Arun, or I don't remember which one. Just kidding.
Wow.
Yunus Abra talking about it on the, I don't know what show it was this week. But you're talking about how the Raptors are a professional basketball team. And right now there are a lot of unprofessional basketball teams.
Yes.
The Pistons are a bad team, not because they are untalented. It's because they don't run a tight ship.
Wow.
The Raptors will run a tight ship, and they should be fine. The fact that I think these two Boston games are a done deal, like, hurts.
Yeah, I really want.
Now
these,
we've
man.
Ceded any sort of advantage. Like, we'll be 3-1 if we're lucky, and that's not good.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think, to be realistic about the whole thing,
yep.
like, they're probably not going to get home court advantage.
Nope.
If any of these guys are out for more than 2 weeks, I would say. Just because it's going to be very difficult to make up ground. The East is very competitive this year.
And very tight.
And even though they might be the fifth seed, like, that is just, it's just really difficult. What you want to do is get one of the top two seeds so you're not facing, like, you know, Indiana or Miami in the first round or something like that, or Philadelphia, for example. So, you know, that sucks. But also, I mean, if you look at just, like, what the Raptors have left over. Okay, the starting lineup, you know, Fred's coming back. He's right around the corner.
That's correct.
He's playing one-on-one in practice, something like that. He looks all good. So, Kyle, Fred, OG, Rondé. Maybe the four is a little bit of a questionable spot, but Rondé and Ibaka. That's not that bad of
it's
a starting
bad.
Five. You know what I mean? Like, there's some things you can do with that.
And you're going to see a lot more Chris Boucher, which a lot of people are excited about.
I mean, you know, Nick Nurse was already trying to find ways to play Chris Boucher. He played him at small forward.
Yeah.
So at least he won't play him at small forward.
And
anymore.
We're going to see a lot of Pat McCaw.
We see a lot of Pat McCaw.
Pat McCaw starting four, easily.
I mean, yeah, and then you have Terrence Davis. I mean, hopefully, honestly, man, we might have to cancel Stanley's suggestion. My Stanley suggestion is, Stanley, get to the
get
game.
On the, get, in the
get
game.
On the floor and stop eating popcorn at halftime, man. This is it.
Whoa, you really ready to expose Stanley Johnson for eating
it's
popcorn?
It's already been exposed.
Okay,
Alex
good.
Did that, not me.
Yeah, he really does be eating some popcorn.
Yeah, at halftime. That's for real. He comes into the media room and he apparently grabs a pop, just some popcorn or whatever. But no, but seriously, it's the rotation isn't that bad. That's the thing. That's the crazy part about the Raptors having this much depth. And hopefully Pascal isn't out for more than 2 weeks. Right?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Pascal will be out forever. And I'm really excited.
Because he finished that game.
Yeah, he did.
And he hit 2 threes after that.
It's not like when DeMar DeRozan slipped on that wet spot in 2013 and was out for 9 weeks. It's not that injury. It doesn't sound like
2015,
it's that injury. 2015.
Yeah.
It's not that injury.
Yeah.
Pascal should still make and appear in the All-Star game. Those are things that haven't changed.
Right.
Seeding is a worry now.
It's a real concern. So, again, this is a call-in show. So people call in. 416-263-8297 and 416-263-8298. We're going to get to our first caller, Josh.
Hey, we have Samir from Toronto Online, too. Samir, what's good?
Not very much. How you guys doing?
Doing all right.
We're all right, man.
So I just wanted to ask you guys, what do you think about the trade deadline? Should the Raptors be buyers or sellers, and like how did the injuries affect that, like their strategy?
I mean, look, if they completely bottom out and it's like a real tough situation,
yeah,
then maybe you look more towards selling. But I actually don't think the Raptors are going to be buyers or sellers. I think they might just kind of sit through it. If you want to move somebody, honestly, the guy I was probably most willing to give up is probably like Ibaka or Norm.
Yeah.
But those guys are out now. Like Ibaka is necessary to just stay in games, yeah, and Norm is out. So I don't know. It might be kind of quiet.
Yeah, I can't really see them making a move. Maybe the buyout market's now more interesting to the Raptors, but I don't really see like.
It's going to be a hot buyout market this year, too. A lot of teams want to get in on that, so.
I think it depends on how they do, because, like, what Powell is probably going to be out, like, what, at least a month and a half, 2 months, maybe?
Probably, man.
Norm Powell.
It's not the first time you heard that shoulder. You heard the shoulder same time last year, missed 21 games.
I'm worried that Norm Powell might be done for the season. If he gets a surgery, I don't really see him coming back this year. Because that's, like, that's a lot, much, like, surgery sucks, is a much longer timeline. And you can't keep just putting your shoulder back together. It's not how it works.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the same shoulder, right?
Yeah, same shoulder,
bro.
Oh, man.
Pretty much
same
time of the year, too.
Yeah. So do you think the Raptors, like, they're just trying to, like, hold the fort and, like, stay in that top five until the trade deadline, I guess?
Yeah, I don't really see the Raptors having the bandwidth to make a move. The tradable assets were Norm and Serge, and they're hurt. They're not trading Kyle or Fred or Serge Ibaka. Like, it's just the guys that are tradable, you need. And Stanley Johnson is a movable asset, but his value is through the floor. So he's a negative asset because he has another year in his contract. He's an okay player, but
it's just tough, man. It's just a tough situation. Yeah. I think it really freezes the trade market more than it activates it. But
absolutely.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, cool. Bro. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, and peace. Yeah, this is really unfortunate news. Though, when I got the news, I was visiting my niece, who is at SickKids.
Right.
So it was like not, it didn't bring the mood down. It was just sort of like,
okay. The mood was already down.
Yeah, stuff is already horrible. So.
Well, all the best to your niece, man.
Yeah, I think Callie's feeling okay. I got a text message with a smile on her face. So
That's good. That's always good to know. Oh, that's adorable, man.
Anywho.
She's eating a hash brown?
She's eating a hash brown. Feeling more like herself.
Oh, man.
What are you looking at? Oh, jeez. Oh, Will's getting roasted in the comments for his fanny pack. Will, do you want to explain what's going on in that fanny pack?
So this is from Jurassic Mark. What's in the fanny pack, Will Lou? When's the 10 things William Lou can't live without coming out on GQ?
This is a great piece of content. Ashley, can we make this next year?
Okay, what's in the fanny pack? I did anticipate having to open this thing, so. You know, $40 discount AirPods.
Salute.
You know, Amazon, reliable product. Mints. Because, you know, drink a lot of coffee. Pomade, hair pomade.
You need a haircut.
I need a haircut. Vaseline, you know, for, like, your lips and stuff. And I have my media pass for the season. This gets me to all the games and events. And
Are you excited for tonight?
I have a comb, so.
Can the Raptors win tonight?
Yeah.
Or are the mood going to be so down?
No, come on, man. Listen, everyone's in a good mood anyway because it's the holidays. They've been winning up late recently. Obviously, it's going to be down a little bit, but, like, it's the Wizards. They're still going to be able to score, so they'll be all right, man. They'll be all right. They'll be all right. That's what's in the bag.
All right, we'll take another call. We got another call. We have Zybib on line one. Can you help me pronounce your name?
Sure. So, Vibo. I think you got it.
Zybib. All right. We're doing all right.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
Say that again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's on your mind?
Sorry, what was the question? I didn't get it.
What's on your mind? What do you want to talk about?
Oh, I want to talk about how, like, with the recent injuries and everything, I was wondering if Nick Nurse is going to play Pat McCaw 40 minutes in the Boston game, and, like, if we're going to get, like, a nice lander plot if he goes off for, like, 30 points.
Yes, if Pat McCaw beats the Celtics, I'll find a way to call in from the flight I'm taking to Asia to slander Pat McCaw.
I'm going
to
call you. I'm going to call you while you're in the Korean Air.
Yeah.
You know, Assad's Muslim, so, you know, he's free on December 25th, so, you know, we got time.
I have a more serious question, though, so, like, against the playoff matches, what do you guys think is, like the worst possible? Like, how shook of you are, Miami? Like, of Miami? Like, I mean, are you shook of Miami, or, like...
I'm not
like,
as
Are you rather face Miami or Boston right now? From the circumstances...
Miami. Boston's
Real. I would love to slander Boston. You know, I dislike Boston a lot, but
100%. I'm 100%.
That's a good team, man.
They're scary this year.
They're scary. They're real scary this year. I don't want to put the Celtics like that. I mean, realistically, I think they have a chance against both teams.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Miami, if everyone's healthy.
Miami, I don't think it's so much the talent. It's just figuring it out, figuring out a game plan.
Yeah.
And I trust Nick Nurse. Boston, like, they're just kind of, they got a lot of dudes. They got a lot of players.
Yeah, they're real talented,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they're a good team.
Like, yeah, I mean, so the Celtics scare me a little bit more. Miami, here's the thing. The last couple of years, Miami has been a good team. They go to the playoffs, and then they're like, they're such a system-oriented team that they get scouted for a little bit. And a lot of things like Duncan Robinson popping up for three or Kendrick Nunn just getting to his right hand and stuff like that. It's just going to be like you can kind of limit those things if you have time to prepare for that team in particular.
Yeah.
And then it's just really down to Jimmy Butler. And I like Jimmy Butler. I think he's done a lot of things in the playoffs, but also he hasn't really made it out of the second round. You know, he hasn't.
You're right.
Yeah.
So. Miami's always like an annoying team to play, though, like constantly 100%. Every year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But at the,
I feel like given enough time, Nick Nurse can like plan enough and like have it. I just hope that Norm isn't like, you know, it's not like extremely.
Yeah,
that's kind of like the main thing I'm worried about, but like, I think Serge can pop off in that series as well. Depends on how well Bam's playing, but like, we just gotta see. I'm not really scared of Boston, though. I think Boston's light work, you know?
Wow.
I rate it.
I respect it. Yeah.
I rate it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yo, I'm always going to be a Boston here, man, for life, you know?
No, for real. Ever since KG got on all fours and mocked Jose Calderon?
Nah, but when
man.
Paul Pierce doo-dooed himself, he was the original doo-doo man. Shout out to my guy with the pail.
All right. Thanks for talking to me, guys.
All right. Peace. All right. Be good.
All right. Enjoy the holidays.
In the comments, we have Raps winning tonight. Terrence Davis winning, scoring 25. That is
quite possible. The Washington Wizards don't play defense,
and you know that TD2 is going to give you effort. So
yeah,
it could be fun.
No, he can do it, man, and he's going to be guarded by Isaiah Thomas. So actually, 25 is probably very realistic. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Speaking of clowns, terrible transition. Yeah. What did you think of Matt Thomas and Kyle Lowry in the Nutcracker?
Wow, what a transition. Speaking of clowns.
We're going to, you know, take the next.
It was surprising. I thought Lowry looked a little bit like Tyler, the Creator, at his albums, in his new show, and then the Igor thing with the wig and stuff.
Makes sense.
It
was heartwarming stuff.
Sure,
I'm surprised that the Raptors haven't. I feel like I can't really remember any other Raptor doing it. It seems crazy.
No, this seems a little bit out of reach for most Raptors, I feel
like. I feel like Jerome Williams would have been great. Amir Johnson would have been good in his time here.
Amir Johnson would have loved that, yeah. You know,
Jamario Moon could have done it.
Yeah.
Jose Calderon, even?
Probably, yeah.
All right, we'll take a call from...
What a question, man.
Bram in Scarborough. Bram, you're now rocking with the champs.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Will, just want to say I watch the show every time after the game. Love it.
Man. Appreciate you.
But my question is, now that Norm's gone, considering we barely had a shooting guard with Norm, no offense to Davis, what are we going to do? Should Masai pull the trigger for a 3-and-D shooting guard? What do you guys think?
Man, this is tough. Here's the thing. I'm not really in favor of them making another win now trade. Because it's not going to put them over the championship or anything.
It's true.
So I don't really want to give up future assets for that. Like, it's a difficult situation for sure. I think what you have is, another month and a half until the trade deadline, and the injuries are going to be there. You give it a little bit of time to see what can McCaw do and what could Fred do at that two-guard position.
Mm-hmm.
If they can cover those positions without, just being a downright liability every night, then I think you can kind of chill. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's a tough question, man. I just don't want to make a trade and give up future picks, you know, because this is not the year they're trying to contend. So I'd rather hold all the assets.
Absolutely. I mean, our bench, you know, it can blossom so much from what I see. It's scary to think that we might have to get rid of a couple of pieces. So it is a tough spot for sure.
Yeah. No, it's a weak spot, though, for sure. I mean, Norm has really – I mean, I've criticized Norm, and, you know, he's had his ups and downs this season, but, it's just, I'm heartbroken for the guy, really, because he was playing the best basketball of his career.
And it was no longer a fluke. He seemed to have, really be turning the corner, and it's,
And it was in the fourth quarter of a game that we're going to win, regardless. Yeah. It just sucks.
Well,
I remember
Lowry's first game back. Norman Powell, Lowry took a shot and missed. Norman Powell looked at him, and then Lowry's like, I got to shoot that. And ever since that moment, Norman Powell's been like, oh, yeah, Lowry? And he's been killing it.
Yeah. That's the kind of confidence we love from Norm, man.
That's been awesome.
He's been amazing recently. So,
get well soon.
Yeah.
It is a little scary because that's the same shoulder.
Yeah.
I worry
that
he's
a good
might...
dude, man. He's been so unselfish about coming off the bench and stuff like that. He took it well. He lived up to the role. When he started, he provided.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anywho, Bram, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, guys. And enjoy your holiday.
You too.
Happy holidays.
You
too. Yeah, it's too bad. Norm Powell, legendary Jamaican. Hopefully eating some, you know, fried fish and boiled dumpling next week and feel a little bit better.
Yeah. That sounds great.
We have Maseem from Calgary on line one. Maseem, how are you feeling?
Oh, pretty good. I appreciate you guys. I want to say that. But anyways, about Kyle Lowry trade. I think this shouldn't be any... The guy is a Raptor legend. He hasn't even retired, basically.
Yeah,
and the other thing is, he's going to be basically a Hall of Famer. It should be by the time his career is done. So, you know, people stream with that type of respect. I think he deserves it. The only person actually should trade Kyle Lowry, be able to, is actually Kyle Lowry.
Oh, so you got to say Kyle Lowry's got to ask for a trade before the Raptors move Kyle Lowry.
If Kyle Lowry walks into Masai's office and says, get me out of here, I'd be heartbroken. If I learned that Kyle Lowry asked for a trade right now, I would...
So basically, that's not going to happen. So what I'm saying is I personally think he should retire as a Raptor.
It would be very lovely if he did.
Yeah, and move into the coaching staff or something.
Yeah, we'll see.
Kyle Lowry's not sticking around.
Man, here's the thing.
No kidding.
Here's the thing. If there's a good deal out there, I think the Raptors still have to do what's best for the team, but in a way that's in accordance to Lowry. You got to treat that with respect. If there's a great deal on the table and the situation is right, like, you know what I mean? Like the way OKC traded Russell Westbrook, for example. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, like, you know, OKC wanted Westbrook forever.
Way, yeah.
But if the situation was right and the two sides were working together, then you can figure something out. The one thing that's nice with Lowry is that they took care of him.
Yeah.
They paid him, like, multiple times. They gave him the two biggest contracts of his career.
Yep.
They extended his deal into next year. So he's taken care of even next year. Let's be real. He's getting paid very, very well this year and next season.
Yep.
They took care of him. And so if
absolutely. If he's not asking for a reasonable contract, then you move him. But within reason, the other thing is, like, we won a championship. The only thing we're actually the franchise missing is the icon player that we can celebrate for years to come.
That's true.
And I think that holds a true value, right?
Yeah, it does. It does. I agree with you.
Imagine Kyle Lowry's ass cast in bronze. Going to be
anyway. I'm at the doctor's office right now. I can't hold on, but appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, peace, Maseem. Have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Enjoy that free healthcare. Oh my god, why would you say that?
Because I'm thinking about
it. What made your mind go there?
Because they're talking about Kyle Lowry, this legend, he's gonna retire the jersey, he's gonna get a statue out front. With a statue, it's cast in bronze, and
fair enough.
Be, you know,
that'd be sick though. Like no face, nothing, just like
just
like one of those like toys. Anyway,
oh,
line two, we have the token,
the return. Token, the token's
JR,
back.
JR token.
JR token.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? Just calling from Milton, long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right.
First of all, Will, I just wanted to say a big fan of your podcast.
God, I hate this part.
you had a great pod this week where you went into depth about Norm Powell potentially coming off the bench. Got to say, whoever you're with, just so much insight. Mm-hmm. Love your chemistry.
Wow.
Just keep that going.
You know, the guest from a couple days ago, only an audio format, but really a good-looking voice.
Yeah,
I've heard.
You can tell that he's 6'5".
Yeah, you can tell he's 6'5".
So my question today, with Siakam being out and the injuries that we're faced with, are we going to see much point OG, and what do you think in terms of expectations do you have from OG Anunoby?
Why
are you whispering?
First off, why are you doing the Wait the Whisper song right now?
I am currently dying from bronchitis.
That's something people could die from nowadays.
Thanks for calling in.
Here's the thing. I want to see OG in an expanded role. Not necessarily more ball handling.
Handling
is not
good.
Not a strength.
It'd be cool. It'd be cool to see a lot more usage from OG. I think that you can run him in more.
Yeah. Post ups.
Use more of the athleticism. I think the dribble handoffs with OG. He has tons of bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do that. I don't think that you need to put the ball in his hands to do that. But run more offense. Yeah, OG's a great player.
Run the Pascal Siakam 2018-19 playbook for OG right now and see how much of it he can do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you know, Pascal wasn't handling the ball as much last year. This year, obviously, he's definitely doing a lot more. But But yeah, I mean, yo, what's good in Milton, though, man?
Yeah, what's
good? How are you?
There's not too much great here. It's cold. There's snow on the ground.
Yeah.
It's quite unfortunate. One follow-up question. Yeah. I wanted to know when Will would be premiering on Serge Ibaka's new show. Will's been pulling off a lot of fits lately.
Right. yeah, he just did one with Fred VanVleet, a whole run-through. I thought a whole run-through was like a Kitchen Plus stuff when I first heard it, so I didn't know it was a clothing store. But if Serge wants to meet me at the Zara Man on Queen Street West, I will be there, and if he pays the bill, I will buy like probably five things or something like that. Yeah,
not 10 things.
No, not 10 things, man. Not 10 things. You know, some cuts. Right. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
guys.
You to the token.
Thanks, token from Milton.
Enjoy, and hopefully I'll call you on the 25th for some slander.
All right.
Alrighty. Perfect. Take care.
Peace.
Wow, I can't believe he sustained that voice the whole time.
Shout out to Saad. That was really impressive. I didn't think that he'd be able to do that voice for that long.
He really stuck to the character. We got a call from Florida.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. Sean from Florida, you are now rocking with the champs.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
We're all right, man. How are you? We're probably colder than you right now, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty freaking cold.
It's actually kind of windy and rainy, actually. I'm calling you guys from the NASA Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex. So that's probably a first for you guys.
Whoa.
Yeah, easily.
All right. That's sick.
Yeah, they had a workshop going on and I had a lunch break, so I just noticed you guys going live. And I was like, I'll just call in because I always miss you guys every Friday.
Wow.
And a big fan of the show. So, yeah, anyways, two things. Number one, I think everyone needs to chill regarding, like, I'm reading everywhere on social media, like, you know, this team has to tank or, like, trade away our assets.
We're not tanking, man.
There are no Canadians.
I know.
They already have 19 wins, man. Like, yeah, the worst team in the NBA is going to have 11 this year.
That's true.
And people are saying, like, they might fall to 7 or 8. Like, wake the hell up. Like, 8th place is, like, under 500. Like, everyone needs to chill. We have an easy schedule coming up. Like, we're going to be okay. The team will manage. We have an excellent coach.
Yep.
I really believe Nick Nurse. If we have a full roster. Like, I feel like Nurse alone could strategize a way for us to win a couple rounds, just the way he coaches. You know, the way he's been, like, doubling team's best players. Like, This guy's crafty. I feel like I trust this guy. Mm-hmm. We don't have a superstar, but we have Nick Nurse.
Okay? Yeah, we're not going to get swept. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Yeah. I think it was a couple of games for the Bucks in the East Finals, I'm hoping. Anyway,
yeah, all four.
Two, there's a lot. Yeah, I'll go down 2 and go up 4 again.
Yeah.
There's a lot of criticism about Nurse. I've been reading somewhere on social media about how his mid distributions are the reason why all his players are getting injured.
Right.
Like four of the top six. I think players of the Raptors in terms of, like, minutes played. And, like, I don't know. I wanted to get you guys' opinion on that, and I'll hang up and listen to y'all's opinions. Appreciate it, man.
Take care of the show.
Peace.
What do you think about that? Well, here's the thing. It is true. It is true that three of the top six players in terms of in the NBA right now, in terms of minutes per game, were Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet, and Kyle Lowry.
Yep.
And all three of them have had some kind of injury.
Yep.
Of late. However, if you look at what the injuries were,
they're all flukes.
They're all freaking flukes. And this is
Pascal is the least fluky, but even that's a fluke.
He went up and tried to dunk on Andre Drummond, got fouled, and then like he fell hard.
Yeah,
like that could happen anytime.
I'm saying that's the least fluke. Like that's normal.
Least fluky. Yeah.
Kyle Lowry swiping for the ball and making enough contact to break your hand. Like
that could happen anytime.
Yeah.
Fred
bumped his knee on the stanchion or something? Or did he bump knees with somebody?
He bumped somehow. I don't even know. No one knows when Fred hurt his. Apparently it was in that Houston game somehow. But, like, it's just kind of fluky. Here's the thing I'm bothered by is that, like, anytime something happens, people need to find a direct reason for what is going on.
Yeah, and then
it's just
one.
Like, that's not how life works, man.
Yeah,
sometimes shit just happens. That's it. And it's unfortunate that it's happening all at once. I think if you're going to look at it, I don't think it's Nick's managing the minutes this year. I think if you're going to look at the bigger picture, it's the fact that the Raptors went and won the NBA championship.
Yeah.
And you play a lot of extra games, a lot of hard intensity games.
Yeah.
When you play those games.
Yeah.
You know, like the Warriors, for example. Yeah. They're all banged up as well.
A lot of hard intense moments for the Warriors.
Yeah. A lot of them.
A lot of them.
You're really dying. You really want to talk about the Steph Curry thing?
I don't want to. I'm not going
to. We can't talk about the Steph Curry thing. Man.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that the Raptors have played so many minutes.
Can't and talk about it.
They will figure it out.
Oh, Steph.
Steph.
Who would have thought?
Who
would have thought? Steph of all people. Anyway, we got another call. Stop blaming Nick, all right? Nick's trying to win games.
We got Zahal from Richmond Hill online, too. Zahal, you good?
I'm great. First of all, Will, I want to know if they butchered my name or not. How did they spell it?
They got you with a Z.
Oh,
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Hall. How's it going, bro?
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, I just wanna talk to Josh. Josh. All right. That Dairy Milk chocolate sweater you got going on. Listen, absolutely A+.
Oh.
Yellow Agumon colored hat. Perfect. Will, I don't know what the hell you're with. That dress shirt does not go with that little. And I could tell you had a long ass week, because normally you got 2 strands of hair coming down your head. You got 3 right now. That's how I know you've been drinking too much this week.
It's been a difficult time of late.
Hey, let me get to my question. Right. Yahoo's probably like, why did we let this guy on? I finally got into the Chamber of Secrets, the Yahoo Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gasol's out, obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the largest guy on the floor for both teams on most nights.
Yep.
The Raptors have already had a rebounding issue this entire season. Now your biggest guys are Chris Boucher and Serge Ibaka in terms of size.
Damn.
What are the Raptors going to do when they face teams like the Mavericks, the Pacers, teams that have tons of size, at least 3, you know, large guys in their rotation? What are they going to do with this rebounding? Is it going to be a back-breaking issue, or is it going to be something that they can scheme around?
No, it's a big issue. It's a big issue. But here's the thing. What if you started – this is what I was saying earlier. Like, I don't know if you start Rondé. Maybe you start Boucher and Serge together.
I think that's
– I kind of like that combo.
Be fun.
Offensively, it can work. Because Boucher is just going to chill the three-point line and crash in for an offensive rebound, and Serge can be a center. When Rondé plays with Serge, they're kind of in the same spot. They kind of crowd each other out. So I think offensively can work, and then defensively – I think it also could work. You got your 2 best rim protectors and probably your 2 best rebounders along with OG on the floor. The difficult thing, obviously, is like how do you manage those minutes at backup center?
That you don't.
Rondé plays there? I don't know.
I also just think that Nick Nurse is going to try to use that zone as much as he can to
right.
introduce more randomness into like longer rebounds. You hope that you win more of them. You have a team that's full of athletes and willing to run. Because the rebounding has been a problem before Marc Gasol went down, and that's how Nick Nurse seemed to be solving it before that anyways.
Yeah.
It was just, if we can't rebound up close, let's rebound further out.
Yeah, listen, but Sahal, I got a question for you, though. How's our rebounding going to look at the Raps Republic Tournament January 19th?
Is Sahal on your team?
Sahal's on the team.
Oh, I'm an outside-inside guy, so...
Oh, word?
I already said I'm an Anthony Tolliver, so don't expect me that.
You're Anthony Tolliver.
No, I'm joking. But like, I'm gonna set some super hard. I can't wait to set a screen on Blake. You guys do not understand.
Blake's kind of strong.
I know he is. Yeah. That's part of the reason why.
Blake is the white PJ Tucker. You know that, right?
Yeah, so I've heard.
Yeah, it's same body shape. Both shaped like Geo dude.
I also heard Alex, you know, gave you PTSD the last time.
No, that's, we're not gonna get into that. That's a foul. That's a foul. That was a foul.
Don't look it up. He knows. But yeah, I just wanted to call and see how you guys are doing. This is my first time calling in.
Wow.
I'm really proud of what you guys have done so far. This is really cool.
Man. So, Hal, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah, man.
Not the last time.
Yo, not the last time, man. Enjoy the holidays, man.
No. All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. All right. You as well.
Peasy. Wow.
He really flamed you when he called in.
I thought I got him back when I said he looks like Anthony Tolliver, but...
He didn't even seem to be flinched.
Yeah, you didn't hear that. You'll hear that afterwards. I hope you're hearing that now, man.
We have Ava in Toronto on line 1. Ava, what's good?
Not much. How are you?
You know, doing all right. Having a good time. How are you?
Good. So I was wondering, I don't know if I'm the only one that's been thinking this, but Bianca Andreescu has been to a lot of Raptors games recently, and now she's in this TV special with Serge. And it seems like a weird time to ask this because Pascal's injured, but do we think her and Pascal are a thing?
I do. I have seen this on Twitter. I mean... If they are, God bless them. If they're not, they're just both the famous athletes in Canada.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It would be fun. I definitely think it would be like a...
I would support it, but...
Like, we're all...
I don't think there's real evidence that they're, you know...
Just, no, they were at the...
They're around the same things a lot.
The play event together, were they not?
They both got awards. They had to be there.
Did she get an award?
You don't want to ship... You don't ship them?
I'm a little old to ship people, but I mean, if you want to, go ahead. That's fine. That's fine. They would be a cute couple. I don't think there's actual evidence right now, hard evidence. But I mean, I guess that defeats the purpose of shipping.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. And my other question is, now that since Pascal and Norm are out, who do we think is going to be our lead scorer?
Serge Ibaka. Honestly, Ibaka might have a lot of 20-point games coming up.
Yeah, it could be him. Could be Kyle Lowry, but Kyle Lowry.
Fred as well.
Oh, yeah, Fred too. Yeah, it'll be Fred a lot. That's actually the answer.
Fred is probably going to be the freshest too.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Yeah, he's going to be fresh because he's actually missed a couple. Like, he's really sat out like a week plus now.
But you could
he's
see,
all right.
Yeah, and Kyle Lowry is going to do a good job at finding the hot hand. I think you'll see. Yeah.
Kyle's been scoring a lot recently.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if you saw one of these, like, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson career high game. Just where he goes crazy on the
offensive 18 ball. And 16 coming up.
Exactly. All right. All right, Ava. Thanks for your call. Have a great holiday.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Peace. I don't know what the...
I don't think they're actually dating, but it would be cool.
It would be cool.
They would make an incredible athlete.
Yeah, like... What's it? Josie Altidore is dating the...
Sloane Stephens.
Sloane Stephens.
Yeah.
Iconic couple.
Iconic, really.
Really one of the most exciting pairings in, you know, recent sports history.
Right.
All right. We have Shaq in Toronto to talk about the Wizards game.
Big Shaq, what's good?
What's up, guys? What's up, Lou, Will, and Josh? How you guys doing?
You don't have a nickname for Josh?
Huh? His last name's hard. That's cool enough. You don't need anything more than that.
All right, fair enough.
Respect.
All right, what's on your mind?
Yo, so we're talking about the Wizards game today. I've been watching a lot of Wizards games because I have a man known as Davis Bertans on my fantasy team.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolute gem. Yeah. He was my last pick, and he was picked in the hundreds, and he's putting up big numbers.
Good. That's a good pick. That's a great freaking pick, man.
I absolutely love him. I've been standing him the entire time, and now he... I especially know him, call him the 6'10 JJ Redick. You watch him cook off the way he runs off screen.
We need a better nickname for him, man.
Bertans knows how to behave in the Uber, so we gotta allow him.
Anyway. Yeah, I was afraid to buy a jersey before trade deadline, you know, just to be safe.
Yeah, that's true. That's fine.
You're be wearing a 42 Bertans Wizards jersey, man. Get the hell out of here, man.
That'll pop off on Coachella, man. Tell you.
Coachella,
but yeah, I know. Over under 6-3 tonight against the Raptors in without
under
Mark chasing around, you know, with little curvy legs.
Under. Yo, the Raptors play actual defense. All right.
Yeah, they can.
You know who always averages like 4 threes a game? Like Luke Kennard. That man has hit like 1 3-pointer in 2 games against the Raptors. Raptors actually play defense.
Yeah.
Could he hit 6 threes? Sure. It could be a mess tonight. But
you need a guy with higher usage to actually hit that many threes against the Raptors.
The Raptors are very good at defense, so I would expect less than 6 threes. But for the sake of your fantasy team, who knows? It's kind of a win-win for you, I guess.
That's
yeah. Because I lost Siakam too, so you know.
Oh.
Numbers.
Damn. Yeah. Well, no, but Brokaz is good, man. Honestly, yeah, if the Raptors were fully healthy and everything was rolling and they were like the 2 seed, I would really consider like maybe making Washington an offer.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just unfortunate. You know, everything's got to just chill for a sec.
Yeah, they got
to
relax.
He's definitely one of the plus defenders too on that team because that's not a very high bar to set.
I was going
to
say, yeah, the fact that he plays any defense is a positive for the
Raptors,
Wizards, man.
The score tonight's going to be so freaking high.
No, it's going to be like 130.
Yeah, 130.
And I'm telling you, I think Boucher's probably getting 15 of 15 tonight.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, rewind this one when that happens.
Have to pass him too.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Have peace.
Good holidays.
Yeah, you too.
You too, man.
Be good. Yeah, the game tonight should be fun. It should be, like, not miserable, I hope.
Yeah, we'll see, man. I just hope the Christmas game is good. Yeah, because I said on this podcast, I was like, you know, the 2 games I want this month are that Clipper game when Kawhi comes.
Yeah.
And the Raptors did nothing in that game. Nothing. And the Christmas game.
Yep.
And now they're too banged up to do anything for it, so.
Yeah, it's really, truly sad. All right, we got Uzar from Hamilton to talk about contracts.
Yo, welcome back to the show, man.
It was Uzar.
Sorry.
Come on, it's like the third time he called.
I know, but the spelling was different. Like, maybe it's a different guy.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. They got you.
Are you commuting again today?
Yeah, I'm always commuting at this time.
Makes sense.
Word. Yeah.
I'm just leaving from work. I'm like, oh man, at 4:30, I gotta hit these guys up.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, what's on your mind? Drive safe.
Yeah, facts. Okay, so what I was talking about is Fred VanVleet's contract.
Yeah.
So it's expiring this year, right? So now he has like a $9 million contract on his head. He's going to be a free agent, and he's obviously going to get paid this year, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So looking into 2021 also, you know, Masai has a big thing on his head. Like, so how much are you, if you're Masai in a sense, how much are you thinking of offering him?
I think the market will be pretty much set. So I think they have a pretty good idea of how much they got to offer him.
22 to 25
Probably like in that 20.
22 to 25 is going to be the market.
25 is a high end.
25 is a high end, but
I don't think it comes up to 25. But I would.
Phoenix will offer him 25, but
they don't even have the money. Yeah, that's the thing. There's the only good thing is that there's not a lot of teams with money this year because everyone kind of anticipated this is going to be a really weak free agent class.
And it is. Fred VanVleet's like top five free agent, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Top three probably.
He's averaging 18 and 8, man.
He's good, but it's sort of not a name brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll.
No, but he got a one MVP vote, you know, so.
That's another 1 million, but we still need a lot more.
I think Fred VanVleet's contract situation will be something to look out for. I've talked to Will a lot about it, and we've talked about it here. Fred VanVleet's contract situation and OG's upcoming extension will determine a lot of the flexibility the Raptors have for the free agent class of 2021.
And also if Pascal makes second team or first team All-NBA, which, you know, if this injury does extend, that could be a slight silver lining. Not that you want that to happen, but
yeah.
You want that, yeah.
Maybe it's a small, tiny concession, but yeah, there you go.
So that's sort of where we're at.
Do you think Fred VanVleet will take a lower like cut just to stay with the Raptors, just so there's more flexibility in a sense?
Maybe like a very, very small one, but listen, this is also a guy that's in like 16 different commercials right now.
Yeah.
What's he on?
Yeah,
he's really like the 6 foot Shaq Diesel right now. This man got more ads on him than a NASCAR true, man.
It's crazy.
This guy's on ASMR commercials. I'm like, that's enough, man.
Yeah, I don't think that he.
Fred's opening an OnlyFans account.
He still knows he's better than Steph, so he's gonna.
Yo,
prove
yo,
it.
Stop, man! Stop, stop it! Stop it!
He should have done though.
He did shut Steph down.
He really did limit him.
He really did.
He turned Steph Curry to Fred VanVleet.
He turned Steph Curry to Fred VanVleet.
All right, bro. Thanks for calling in, man. Enjoy the drive.
All right, take care, man.
All right, peace. We have another Fred VanVleet caller.
Yeah, back to back.
The queen of Raptors Twitter?
That's what I've been calling her that for like many years. Right, I don't know if she likes that nickname, though.
Will, who are we welcoming to the show?
Boo You. Oh, actually, that's the old name. I guess No Name is the new name. Iman, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Yeah.
First off, do you actually like the Queen of Raptor Twitter nickname or no?
I don't. I'm not. There are like tons of like really dope females on Raptor Twitter.
That's true.
That's true.
Female. That's a weird
Queen of
news.
Raptors Twitter.
Okay, I'll take that.
You're it's like the Kings of Comedy, the Queens of Raptor Twitter. You're the Cedric the Entertainer.
Okay, cool. I'll take that.
Okay. Wow. So what's up?
We want to talk about Fred VanVleet.
No, she
won. Are we talking about Fred VanVleet, or are we talking about future Toronto Raptors starter Norman Powell? Or current? I guess not anymore, because he hurt.
I like it.
All right. I mean, so, okay, make the case for Norman Powell starting. Make the case.
Okay, so he's hurt right now, so I mean, this is less of a hot topic, but this is going to be mine and Josh's hill to die on, I think.
Facts.
Okay. This is the one we're picking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, so he looked good as a starter, you guys. And here, my whole thing is, like, it's not a surprise that he's looked this good of a starter, because, like, most of our complaints with Norm is that he's a terrible decision maker, and we don't like him on ball, and he's absolute shit when he's being asked. Sorry, am I allowed to swear? When he's being asked to do too much, right?
Yeah.
And with the starters, you're taking the ball out of his hands, you're surrounding him with shooters, you're surrounding him with playmakers, and he's a better finisher than either of the 5'5 point guards at the Raptors start.
Yo, come on. Don't slander your fellow 5'5 people.
I know. They're both my height. I love it. But, okay. So
nothing
so,
but facts.
Yeah, actually.
Give me nothing but facts. This is all true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's the point, right? Yeah. Next, you're moving Fred to the bench. So you're staggering your point guards so that you don't have to play both of them in the same minutes. Because wasn't that the complaint was like how many minutes Fred VanVleet and Kyle Lowry were playing to start the year?
Yeah.
So you're staggering them.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving the bench an identity with an actual point guard.
Okay.
You give them playmaking. You're giving the bench the shooting that it lacks. And so you're maximizing your roster by having a more traditional starting lineup.
Is Fred VanVleet better than Lou Williams?
Yes. What?
What?
As an NBA like kind of player. Could he be the best Lou Williams of all time?
The Raptors got swept by the Wizards, and that's facts. Van Vliet's coming off the bench. The Raptors beat the Warriors. I mean,
yo, these are weird arguments you guys
so
are
in
making.
So in his position, like I agree
no,
that Fred
VanVleet is a better player than Lou Williams.
He is.
Yes. I'd rather have him.
I'd rather have him, but if you could put him in that role, then you have.
He's not a Lou Williams role type
he's
of guy,
like
though.
He's not a gunner, though.
Yeah, he's not a scorer like that.
He was at times in last in
nah,
last week.
He was not good. He was not good in that role too. People complain about it. Here's
yeah,
a, okay,
yeah.
Here's
that was awful. I don't think he was good that last year. That's another thing. I feel like okay. I said I wasn't going to slander Fred VanVleet.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Apparently, we got time.
No, because like okay, my whole thing is like yes, he's had a really good 20 game stretch. But I mean, on
why are you talking about this man like he's
Bargnani
and not a Finals MVP vote getter? Come on.
Did he deserve that final
MVP? A lot of people get votes.
I mean, yo,
like Andre Iguodala won Finals MVP, the most meaningless one of like.
No, I love Fred VanVleet. I hope he gets all of the money. I hope the Raptors keep him. I think he's a great backup point guard, but I also think that he's a backup point guard.
Okay. I just
that's where we disagree.
I personally like there being a transition plan and that being him being replaced by Fred VanVleet, Kyle Lowry being. Like, succeeded by Fred VanVleet at some point.
I still would like to see more. Like, I hate this idea that, like, look how well he's played with as a starting point guard when it's like Kyle Lowry was there for most of those games. Yeah. And when you have a failsafe like that right next to you, it's not like you actually gave
but
a
then they also
to Fred VanVleet as a starting point guard.
But then they went 9-2 when Kyle was out.
Okay, but that's 11 games.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I mean,
it's really good. He did a really good job. I'm not taking anything away from that, but I'm not giving him the starting point guard role after 11 games.
Okay, fair enough. But so if you wanted to always come off the bench and you wanted to see him show you more, then when is that ever going to happen? Especially because he's in free agency this summer.
No,
it's not possible.
You're
setting
fine.
Him up to fail.
I'm not ready to say that he should be the future starting point guard. We can see more. I mean,
fair.
I'm fine with Raptors keeping him. I'm fine with Raptors giving him the bag. I don't really care that much if he makes $20 million, like good for him. If he's making 25, I feel like that's steep. I feel like that's a little steep. But if the Raptors want to give it to him, he deserves it. He won us a championship. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then we're on the same page. Honestly, I do agree with you. Norm has Norm's bad elements are definitely pared down when he plays with the starting lineup. But I also think that ultimately. Who are you going to close games with? You're probably going to close games with Kyle and Fred anyway. So why don't you just start games like that?
But it's because we can't bench OG. Nobody's willing to bench OG.
Why would you bench OG?
Because the closing lineup is going to be a combination of Fred, Kyle, Norm or OG, and then the bigs, depending on if we need defense, if we're defending a lead, or if we need offense because we're trying to close the gap. That Norm, OG, it's close.
Where is Iman, by the way? You sound like you're at Scarborough Town Center right now, man. Are you at SDC?
You sound like you're at the platform at Old Mill Station.
I tried to find a quiet place. It was really quiet, but then at like 4 is when it got busy again.
I'm glad you called in. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah. Here's another thing, though. Yeah. Like, I have zero faith in Norm keeping up the solid play. So, like, in a month, we're all going to be calling for him to be benched. I'm just saying for right now, he's really good.
He was really good. He was.
He was really good. He's right now. I know. Yeah.
And also, this is something we were going to ask each other. Me and Josh, like, do you believe that Norm had turned a corner in his career that was going to be the new Norm going forward? Or was this a hot streak?
The new Norm.
Wow. Expand your mind.
I appreciate the new... No, I don't think that we can trust Norman Powell. Like, until he does it for a full year, I'm not gonna be ready to say it.
Wow.
You can always trust a Jamaican man.
All right.
It's a lesson that all of us know.
Well, all right.
I'm not going to touch that, but thank you guys for having me on. I do have to go back upstairs. So.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Iman. Peace.
Yeah. Enjoy the holidays.
You too.
Iman's the best. Yeah. It's unfortunate that she spends half the Twitter account now slandering Fred VanVleet. No, I'm kidding. Follow her, man. At no name. Underscore. Yeah, you'll find it. It's the I dot one.
We now have another guest known to the show. We have Kate. Kate, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. It's funny because I could have heard your entire one side of the conversation.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so it was like a one-sided thing. I couldn't hear what was going on the other side of it. So I'm like, what is the argument that's going on here? I'm intrigued and maybe a little bit concerned.
Okay.
It was whether or not Norm Powell should... You know, injury notwithstanding, be a full-time starter for this team. And
what injury? What are you talking about?
Norm Powell?
He hurt his shoulder.
He dislocated his shoulder.
I'm sorry, guys. You're breaking up. You're breaking up. I can't hear you. Anyway, it's been a really it's been a bit of a weak news week.
Yeah.
All things considered.
Yeah. Nothing going on in the Raptors.
You know, I mean, there's been a lot of big things happening. I don't know if you guys saw Cats came out, and there's a lot of great reviews for that if you're looking for a laugh.
Oh, man. Are you giving us
a Stanley suggestion?
Are we Stanley now?
Oh, I actually had a Stanley suggestion for you last week, and I forgot to mention it, and it was that he go to the Nutcracker, which was yesterday.
I should have gone to that. I really should have.
I can't believe he didn't cop that. But he can go to the Symphony, which is right now playing like the simultaneous, the Symphony. The Symphony plays the music to Home Alone while the music's playing.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So that's a suggestion.
That's a pretty
And I think you should go see Cats. It's been getting great reviews. The president got, you know,
impeached. That's true. Yeah, lots of news going on. Yeah.
Some big things happening, but not much in Raptors land too much. But so I got to, you know, I just sort of was thinking this week about how we got our name, the Toronto Raptors, and how much it really suits our team now. You know, I'm not sure if you knew this, but Raptors themselves were about 6.8. They averaged about 6'8" tall.
Okay.
And the dinosaurs.
That's like the perfect NBA player, 6'8".
I know that, and they're called Velociraptor means speedy thief. Which is Pascal Siakam, to be perfectly blunt with you.
That's a pretty good answer.
Okay.
You know, they're intelligent, so they're really smart. Yeah. So I started thinking about a couple, you know, what other kind of dinosaurs might...
This is already a classic K-call.
Even though this is only your third call, but people know exactly what to expect. All right, keep going.
Keep going.
Well, guys, I mean, there's just nothing else going on this week.
Fair enough.
In the National Basketball Association.
Tell us more about the etymology of... Of Raptors,
Well, I mean, it all started because, I don't know if you saw, there was a new report just came out earlier this week that, you know, the thought process is that dinosaurs had been for a very long time before the asteroid hit that eventually killed them. They'd been dying of mercury poisoning due to a 1 million year long series of volcanic eruptions in India. So I really got to start to think about dinosaurs, and I did a little bit more research on some of them. And so I started thinking about some other dinosaurs that might represent, you know, people, either other raptors or, you know, other people in the NBA.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
The first one I thought up with was the Brontosaurus.
Okay.
LeBrontosaurus? It's the big, long... dinosaur in the movie Jurassic Park, if you remember.
Long
it
neck.
Jumped up on its back legs and it stole the stuff off the trees. It's that CGI moment when Laura Dern and the other dude are in the car and she takes her glasses off.
It's a meme, it's a very famous meme now.
Yeah, it is a meme, So when she looks over, it's like the CGI dinosaur, which, by the way, groundbreaking CGI by, you know, by Steven Spielberg. It changed the changed CGI in movies henceforth. But there's only six minutes of CGI dinosaurs in all of Jurassic Park, FYI. But that dinosaur, and it jumps on its back legs, can't actually jump on its back legs, reminded me, so anatomically cannot jump on its back legs, reminded me of our boy, the one and only Marc Gasol.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's big. He's lumbering.
Yeah.
Really important to the ecosystem.
Soft, gentle soul.
Yeah,
a soft, gentle soul.
Yeah.
Does not really get bothered by anything that's going on around it.
Yeah.
Does not like to jump.
Doesn't like to run either.
Doesn't like to run more than five steps because they might pull a hamstring. Jeez.
I'm sorry, what? You're breaking up. You're breaking up, guys.
Wow, that's a pretty good one.
What's the next one?
Well, okay, then I started to think about our boy, the Washed King.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and I thought, what would be a great dinosaur for him? And I thought it might be the oldest dinosaur.
Fair enough.
Would you believe that when I Googled oldest dinosaur, I came up with something called the Saltipus?
What? That's... Astoundingly accurate.
It's the first dinosaur, the saltipus.
Yeah, let me see that.
I swear to God.
Isn't that what Chris Tucker said at the end? Because he couldn't say gefilte fish? All right. Anyway.
Then I started thinking about our boy, the Greek freak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jonathan Tetekumpo, letters bro, exactly. Yeah, yeah. A person who is not, you know, the best NBA player, and yet still there are people, ESPN will remain unnamed, who like to make memes about how his name is impossible to say.
Yeah, that was so bad.
Extremely corny
so
stuff. Bad.
So corny, man.
Just, people from different countries are so weird.
So bad.
I can't wait till they play that back when Giannis leaves Milwaukee and people are like, wow, they couldn't even pronounce his name. Why would he stay?
Why would I stay? You don't even know my name. The astounding lack of just diversity in not only that video, but also in the entirety of Fiserv Forum last night was just notable in and of itself.
I have been there, and I can confirm. Yeah, it's a little weird.
So Giannis Antetokounmpo, I went with the longest name,
mm-hmm.
Macropachycephalosaurus.
Oh, well, man, wow.
Yeah.
It's almost a slur. Oh, man.
All right, we'll do one more dinosaur.
I'm out of dinosaurs.
Oh, you are out of dinosaurs? All right.
I'm out of dinosaurs. I tried to find one of an exposed dinosaur. It was going to be Steph Curry.
Oh, no. No. Oh, no.
Okay, Kate. Have a very Merry Christmas.
You guys too.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see Pascal and all the boys tonight play Washington. It's going to be great.
Yeah, everyone will be in their suits. It'll be nice.
Yeah, nothing will be surprising for you. Definitely.
Though Marcus Hall is going to show up in sweats again. I can't stand it. All right.
It's going to what?
He's going to show up in sweats again. Oh, that guy doesn't wear a suit ever.
No.
I don't know what you're talking. You guys are breaking up. I got to go.
All right.
Thank you, Kate.
Bye.
Enjoy the holidays. Holy.
Oh, Steph Curry is really...
Steph Curry, buddy.
Steph Curry. Okay, we have online two Krishna to talk about contract. Krishna, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing all right.
Good, man. We're good.
We've back-to-back just wild calls.
Have you seen the Steph Curry photos or no?
Oh, my Sorry? God.
No, don't worry about it. don't look it up. Don't look it up.
Right. I'm not looking up anything.
Don't.
All right, good, good. What do you want to say about contract?
Now, I know 10 days start on in January.
Yeah.
And you said in an earlier pod that you don't really care who the Raptors signed for 10 days.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that you kind of want to see now that Pascal's out? I have an idea of a couple.
Okay, let's hear your ideas. Let's hear your ideas.
Well, my main one is I know he's old and probably can't offer much help, but Noah.
Who, sorry?
Joakim Noah.
Joakim Noah. Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah.
We need a big...
Sure. He's a big body, and he's smart.
And he seems to be really making headway at the end of that Memphis season.
I thought he was not bad for Memphis. Yeah, I don't mind Joakim. That's not bad.
And he had that really moving press conference where he said, like, this is the thing I'm most proud of in my career. It's like, I was washed, and now I'm not. And it's like, fuck, that's cool.
That is cool. Yeah, I love a comeback story. Okay, yeah. All right, who else? Who else you got? I like that one already, though. I'm ready to sign right now.
Well, the other one was kind of a joke is J.R. Smith.
Nah, what?
J.R. Smith.
Right, no.
J.R. Smith plus Toronto is a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to get a lot of production. Yeah.
not a lot of production.
But the economy will be boom.
That's fact.
Yeah, I'm down. Let's get Joakim.
Noah, I'm really on board with. That was great. Yeah, that was a really
that's a good
suggestion.
One. I actually do think Joakim could help the team.
The Raptors have done well with former DPOYs.
And he's unselfish and passes the ball. Like, you can replicate... Not the shooting, obviously.
Yeah, but you don't need him to be an offensive contributor necessarily.
But for a 10-day, that's not bad at all. So,
well, they were able to do it with Mark getting 3 points a game in November and October.
Come on, Mark turned a corner, man. He was averaging like 10 of late.
Yeah, he'd really been starting to not be an absolute negative on offense.
Yeah,
but yeah, those would be cool 10-day options.
Just joking, though. Not JR. I'm just to be clear.
JR was a joke.
So. Okay, good. Anything else?
No, that was everything.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks.
All right, we have a deal. All right, thank you for Joakim's agent for calling on the show. We'll have a deal.
Anytime.
All right, I am Bobby Webster.
Be good.
Bye.
All right, peace.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. We have Herbert from Scarborough. I feel like we've spoken to Herbert before. Herbert.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, have you called in before?
I have.
Have we?
It's not that common of a name if you're not a 70-year-old white man.
Oh, fair enough.
Fair enough. So, you want to talk about Alphabet, bro?
Well, here's the first hot take for you.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think the Raptors are the favorites to get Giannis in 2021.
Okay. Who are the favorites? That's not that hot take, to be honest.
It's a hot take if you're a Raptors fan. It's not a hot take if you're a normal person, no.
Yeah, I know. I know. I understand.
I think Milwaukee is the favorite.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I wanted to talk about Giannis alternatives in 2021.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I have a list in front of me because I don't want you guys to have to pull it up yourself.
Yeah.
And you can just let me know.
That's what the show's about. We don't do the work. We let other people do the work.
Yeah.
We turn the microphone. So who are the Giannis replacements?
Okay. So first thing to get out of the way, you got player options for LeBron, Kawhi, and Paul George.
Yeah, I'll take Kawhi.
So,
all right, done.
I don't think he's coming back after all the hubbub he went through to get home, but I would too.
Okay. Yeah. Fair.
Okay. So out of, the top names, Giannis and AD, I think that the list is actually pretty short. I got Rudy Gobert.
Nah.
Okay, no thanks.
That's not a replacement at all, unless you just want to get someone who has the same shadow.
Well, he's not a replacement, so but I think that he would fit on the Raptors.
You're so dumb, Will. That was an instant.
All right, next. Yeah. I mean,
okay,
he's good, but like, I don't know, man.
Do they have the same shadow? Huh?
Yeah, sorry. I got some dad jokes in me.
Isn't
what do you think about
free agent in 2021?
What?
Isn't DeMar a free agent in 2021?
Come on, man. That's right. Even worse than what I said.
Herbert, what's up?
What else you have?
Well, DeMar doesn't play defense, and he doesn't shoot three, so he's the exact opposite of the Raptors' style now.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think about Jrue Holiday?
I'm a big Jrue fan. I don't
be like 31, I think.
Also, if you have Kyle and Fred, you don't need Jrue.
Yeah, I'm okay. Anyone else?
I like him. I hope he lands somewhere good in 2021.
I'm not giving Jrue Holiday a max contract in his 30s.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think about Gordon Hayward?
They're going to like...
It's hard for me to not slander him.
If
he's fully healthy, he's a very good player.
If he's willing to leave Boston, it'd be cool, but...
Yeah.
I kind of see him in Boston from here on out.
I also don't want to sign him to a max contract. He's got an injury history now. I mean, I think his game will actually age fairly okay.
Yeah.
Just because he's not a lot of athleticism based, and he's big and he can shoot, but... Yeah, it's a little Nick Batum-ish, you know what I mean? Like, when the Charlotte signed Nick Batum for Max, it's like that.
No, he's a way better player than Nick Batum.
He is, but I'm just saying, I'm not sure you get full value on
Nick Batum becomes a free agent in 2021. Doesn't it feel like he signed that deal 19 years ago?
Yeah, he did.
I feel like my entire adult life, Nick Batum's been...
I gotta delete all my signed Nick Batum over DeMar columns.
Wasn't it DeMar or Nick? Was that the same free agency class?
No, it was... DeMar was hitting free agency that year. They had Max contract space, but yeah, anyway... Any other options? I don't like any of these so far. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. So, well, that's part of the problem. I think that they're all not great.
Yeah.
So here is one last one. And speaking of injuries, Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, Ola.
I love that one.
I love him. It depends on what he looks like. I'm sure he'll be... I don't know. I don't know how healthy he'll be. If he's healthy, yeah, definitely. He's an amazing player. But who knows?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. If he can't play, he can... I don't know, sit in Drake's basement and sing songs with him. So that'd be cool. But, Herbert, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, man.
We appreciate the love and, continue rocking with us.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Right. Very, very fun show so far. What was your favorite moment?
Of the show so far?
Yeah.
All the Steph Curry slander, man. I really missed it since the finals. It's all coming back to me now. Oh, boy.
All right, we have Ashan from Brampton. Ashan, you good?
Yeah, what up?
Yo.
Yeah, what up? Yo, we're gonna have to have a real conversation right now, guys.
Okay, right. Yeah, what's up?
Okay, first of all, as far as Siakam, are you guys a little scared that, like, as a 1A, as the number one guy, he kind of shrinks in the moment?
Am I scared?
Yeah, like in the Miami game, he was nowhere to be found. Fourth quarter. It's happened a few times.
He does right now. He is only being asked to right now for the first time. Give it a few, like, yeah, it hurt.
It's something you keep an eye on, yeah. But I'm not, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think he can rise to that moment eventually.
It made me sad when it happened.
Also,
in the
what
Miami
are the other
game.
Alternatives, man?
Yeah, yeah. It made me sad the first time it happened. Like, I was like, damn, like, I really thought he, like, in that Miami game, I thought, like, he's going to take over. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And he did him, like, shit. Like, it would have been, it would have been nice. You can't expect it, but it would have been nice.
Yeah.
We've seen that a few times, even in last year's playoffs, where.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
He's drunk in the moment, and he was nowhere to be found.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
That doesn't worry you?
No, it worries me right now in the sense that, like, I'm keeping an eye on it.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that he hasn't had enough chances. Like, you know what I mean? Like, after the first playoff run, were people worried that much about DeMar? Not really. They're like, yo, this guy's good. Let's see what he can have.
Yeah.
And then after, like, two more years, they're like, okay, I see what it's going on.
After, you and know, then you have sweeps to,
you
have, and...
You got to adjust eventually.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
But maybe he's just better as the second best player. Maybe
which is fine. He literally just won a championship as the second best player.
We don't know it yet. It is still pretty early in his career as a leading man. I agree. It's a little frustrating because you don't... We've had, like, solid leading men for years. We had, you know, DeMar and Kyle traded off between years for being, like guys who you could say, I don't know, Kyle Lowry in the fourth quarters of important games has had moments. We all, like, this show, this, like, our feed is on a Kyle Lowry trope because we've seen him do it.
No, that's true. It is
DeMar DeRozan had legitimate moments where he would be great in the fourth quarters of games and win them. He wouldn't do it when it mattered, but it would happen. Pascal Siakam has had moments in some fourth quarters where he's looked good when he's the second option. Let's give him a second.
Yeah, this is his fourth year, the first year doing this. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't know for sure that you're right.
And
that's
Kawhi Leonard is like one of the most clutch players I've ever seen.
In NBA history, right?
Yeah. Like,
fair, that's fair.
There are maybe six guys who I've ever watched who can do what Kawhi did in the end of the third quarter in Game 6 against Milwaukee. It's great.
Agreed.
No, like,
agreed.
That's like unbelievable stuff. Pascal's not there yet, but he's all right.
All right.
All right, hold on. Second thing.
I
know you guys don't want to have this conversation, right?
But we didn't want to have the first conversation.
I know, but we're going to have to talk about maybe moving Lowry, guys.
All right, okay. No, we're not.
I know it's Kyle Lowry over everything. I get it. I understand, guys. But he's 34. And, I mean, this is probably the best we can get at this point. Like, he's only getting older, right? And, I mean, if you look at it, the Celtics traded Paul Pierce. Like, this happens. The Raptors traded DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
Like, you could trade legends sometimes and get, you know, draft picks or, prospect. Like,
I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying if you do it, you just got to do it right. And you got to do it for the right package.
If we get Eric Williams and Alvin Williams
back for
Kyle Lowry, it's not worth it. But, yeah,
it's not like people aren't going to have the conversation. It's just... You just got to make sure it's done right. That's all.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
And I don't think the timing right now is that good. I think the offseason is probably better for those.
For sure. And unless Kyle is the one who initiates the conversation.
Yeah, he's not. Not in the middle of the year. No.
No, Kyle Lowry's about his business.
Yeah.
Doesn't it bother you that he doesn't want to play limited minutes and he wants to go for All-Star games and shit like that? Like, that doesn't annoy you?
I mean, as long as he's good.
Kyle Lowry, he's good. Like, he's not bad.
He is. Right. That's true.
He's not wearing out in the same way he has in the past. Like, his back is fine, and it's nearly January 1st, so that's, like, I didn't really see that coming. I mean, benefited that he missed nearly a month of games, but...
Yeah. Well, he had a 2 for 18 game against Miami.
That was the first game back, man.
Yeah, that was the first game.
And Pascal wasn't doing anything in that game, so Kyle had to shoot a lot.
He had to shoot a lot.
Right. But when you miss 16 shots,
trust me, man. That was an awkward game to watch, for sure.
Right.
All right, bro.
Right.
All right, bro. Thanks for
calling. Did my boy from Moscow call?
No, not
yet.
You know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
What a legend.
All right, guys. Shout out to Tyler.
Take care.
All right.
Have a Merry Christmas, too.
Yeah, all right,
thank you. Yeah, thank you, man.
All right. Peace.
All right. We are done with callings, but we have some... First off, we have Stanley suggestions.
How did we almost get... Yeah, Stanley suggestions.
No.
A segment like no other.
They're trying to get us off the air, but we have to do more. So we're gonna get to Stanley suggestions and we're gonna get to the YouTube comments. But Stanley suggestions. First off, Josh.
All right. This week, I want to suggest that Stanley Johnson check out a neighborhood in Toronto like no other.
Yep.
You have a suggestion for that same region,
right?
We want Stanley Johnson to go to Lawrence Heights, aka Jungs, the jungle.
Yeah.
I want him to hang out with Top 5. I want him to hang out with No Joke Jigsaw. I want him to go on Boxing Day to Orpheus Road to do the hit of the Outlet
Holy,
Malls.
Wow.
I think it's an important Toronto moment experience like no other.
Yeah.
I want Stanley Johnson to go Boxing Day shopping on Orpheus Road.
Yeah, well, I mean, my suggestion is akin to that. It's so after he's on Orpheus Road, he can walk a little bit more north and go to Yorkdale Mall.
Facts.
And he can go to see Queen and Slim at the Yorkdale Cineplex, which I think used to be a Silver City.
I think it used to be a Silver City. Yeah, Silver City and Indigo.
Yeah. So anyway, it's beside the Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, the Rainforest Cafe is not there anymore, is it?
Is it gone? I had a birthday party there once. Not for me.
It's gone, yeah. All right.
Well, anyways,
from the studio, it's gone.
Eh? So it's over. No more Rainforest.
No more Rainforest Cafe.
But yeah, go watch Queen and Slim. Not just Stanley, but other people as well. It's a really good movie. It's like if Green Book was, you know, not made by white people.
Suggestion: everyone should do that. Only Stanley Johnson should go to Boxing Day shopping on Orpheus Road.
Okay.
Is the Stitches outlet still there? I remember that. I would go.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I did not go in those areas for these deals. I went to like the Dixie Outlet Mall, you know, because we're on the west side. You know?
And then there's the Fortinos at the on the other side of Lawrence Heights. Anywho, this is a real Toronto regional.
Oh yeah, I also had one more actually, a bonus suggestion: the jerk chicken sandwich at the When the Pig Came Home delicatessen.
Oh, that's what,
in the
yeah,
Junction. Yeah, it was very very good. It was excellent.
All right, what's in the Junction? I guess Stanley Johnson could go to trivia at 3030 Dundas.
Okay.
So you have something to do in Lawrence Heights.
Yep.
You have something to do in the Junction. Stanley Johnson, please take the suggestions or play this week because
actually, we need you.
We
man.
Might we need you on man. The court.
We need you. All right. So we got the Stanley Johnson suggestions out of the way. Let's get
Let's
some
clear
Twitter.
The questions. Right. We have from Shakir D. They're trying to set up Stanley. The hate is unbelievable. Oh, me. Oh, I mean,
what?
He should go to Orpheus Road.
Queen and Slim is a great movie. I'm telling you. You're not going to regret watching it. It's a great, very, very funny, touching, sweet movie. There's also lots of sadness in it, but there's lots of great moments.
And with the crowd at Yorkdale Mall, it'll be a good time.
Yo, listen. Someone screamed. I can't even say it, man.
An expletive was screamed at the screen.
Expletive with an O at the end.
Okay.
The word doesn't usually have an O, but this case it has an O. We can figure out what that is.
We have from Jason Chang, how did Stanley go from 7th-ranked high school baller in the nation to a Toronto tour guide? We're the tour guides.
We just want to show him a good time in Toronto. We want him to enjoy the city. But it is wild because Stanley really was like incredible, man.
He's talented. I don't know what's going on.
He just needs to figure out what his role in the NBA is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Bo Jackson says, Stanley should check out the Christmas market.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Sure. That's not as cool as what we've been saying, but all right.
From Kevin Schaff, am I the only one who kind of wants maybe for Patrick Patterson? Patrick Patterson, if he comes back to Toronto, it will not be good for his marriage. Wow. We'll move on.
I'm you don't good. Want I'm good. I'm good. We had Pat the first time, and then he got hurt, and he wasn't good anymore. And it is what it is, you know?
Sam Love, better question. Which Raptor will make the most of their extended minutes? That's a great question.
That's a great question. We could have got this earlier. Who is going to make the most of their extended minutes? Probably Serge.
Serge.
Yeah. I think, honestly, Serge can probably get up to 18 points a game.
Shout out to Georgie. He's going to have a great time.
Oh, Jordy?
Jordy.
Oh, man. Jordy's going to be thrilled. Yeah. Ecstatic.
Daniel Saberi KL. Wait.
Yeah. Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry, okay. Yeah. I thought that was his whole name. Kyle Lowry is the heart and soul of this team, and he will retire as a Raptors. Don't look at one-year extension by Masai as an indication of trade bait. In 2 years, Kyle Lowry will be re-signed by the Raptors.
It's certainly a possibility.
That's got to be the most likely outcome.
You're not trading Kyle Lowry to get rid of him or tank. You're trading Kyle Lowry if a great deal comes along. Yeah. That's all. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Assad, happy birthday, William Lute. Will's birthday is on Monday.
That's right, on Monday, December the 23rd. So I'll be here in the studio running back, the Christmas episode.
It'll be a good time. But if you want to send Will some love, I don't know.
And then I'll be covering Raptors Pacers.
That should be an okay game.
It's a little tough.
But yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm going to see you before then, but...
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
happy birthday here in front of everybody.
Right.
Shakir D, never doubt the heart of a champion. I guess this is a new Alex Wong burner account.
Sure.
And we've had a great time.
That's a great way to end the show. Never doubt the heart of a champion.
That's
when we come back on this show, Well, you won't be here.
I won't be back.
You'll be like on the other side of the world. Maybe you can call in from Australia or something, or Thailand.
I do want to say thanks so much to everyone who's listened. We've had a lot of fun making the show the last few weeks.
Yes.
I'll be gone for holidays. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'll be gone for 3 weeks. I'll be back sometime mid-January. You're going to be holding it down.
I'll be slandering the Celtics December 25th.
And we will be back later. Anything left to say?
No, just stay safe and enjoy.
Yeah, be safe this holiday.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.